This is the Warrior Mind Podcast, and I'm your host, Greg Swanson. Podcasting from beautiful Bend, Oregon, the Warrior Mind Podcast is a personal empowerment series that provides you the information required to develop a mindset of a warrior, maximize your human potential, and achieve peak performance. The Warrior Mind Podcast is produced every week for your enjoyment, and show notes and links can be found at www.warriormindcoach.com/blog. Please come back often and feel free to add the podcast to your favorite RSS feed or iTunes. If this is your first time listening, thanks for coming. If you're returning, thank you for your continued support. This is episode 318, and today we're going to be talking about pushing through your mental boundaries. But over the last couple of 4 weeks, and we've been talking about mental toughness, mental strength, and the four C's of that, control, you know, your life control, your emotions control, your challenge, how you see challenges, and regardless of the result, can you see a learning from them, confidence in your interpersonal skills and in your abilities, as well as your commitment level. And all of those come into place when we want to push ourselves past our mental boundaries. So part of mental strength is mental boundaries. We have these boundaries within us. And if we look at it, most of our boundaries really are mental. They're not that many physical. We stop ourselves short from doing something because mentally we think we can't do it. So there's a few things I'd like to discuss. Is one is, you know, understanding your comfort zone. We all have our comfort zones. And the thing is, when we start going towards the edge of them is when we start to get a little bit nervous, when we get a little bit unsure, when our confidence slacks a little bit, and when things just maybe we start to question, are they going to go right? Are they not going to go right? And when we know we're approaching this edge of our comfort zone, as I'd like to call it, the complacent zone, and when we're starting to meet that mental line of resistance, if you've been listening to this, you're aware that you need to stop and figure out where that's coming from, because that resistance is coming from either limiting beliefs, past experiences, emotions, or your story, right? It's your story that you're creating. And the thing is about this mental barriers and this comfort zone, it's all internal. It's all internal to you. You have created it, and you can bust through it by improving your mental strength in the control, challenges, confidence, commitment level. And when you're able to just step over, all you need to do is step over that line, that mental resistance, and hang out there for a while, that will become your new mental support. But you have to understand where that is, and it might be worth going, okay, this seems, you know, a lot of people say they'll try something if they know they can succeed at it. Well, that's not learning, right? That's a mentally sensitive person on challenge, because we all want to learn at some level, but sometimes we have to learn by not achieving what we want the first time. So by understanding this comfort zone, and what I would ask you to do is kind of track it a little bit, is start to push yourself and see and feel where you become uneasy with something. It may be doing a different type of workout. It may be talking to a specific person, maybe talking to your CEO that you feel uncomfortable with. Well, why is that? Well, I don't think I'm worthy. And, you know, whatever the stories are, start to analyze that so that you can move past them. And some of these things is, you know, what prevents us from moving forward? Well, in one word, fear. Fear prevents us from moving forward. Fear prevents us from stepping across that line of resistance, that mental line of resistance. When we look at fear, what fear really is the anticipation of pain. When we are fearful of something or worried about something, what we're really doing is mentally rehearsing something that we don't want to have happen. And it's usually painful. So what holds us back, again, is ourself, because we're projecting into the future a story based on limiting beliefs or based on some other things that are holding us back. But again, we create our own comfort zone, our own complacent zone. We are the ones holding ourselves back based on the story that we're telling. And so when we can understand this, we then be able to tell ourselves a different story. And the thing is, you need to, in order to break through this complacent zone, you have to realize it doesn't matter how you feel about doing something. Just do it. So, you know, let's just say that you want to go to the gym 4 o'clock in the morning. It's the only time you can get to the gym to start your fitness routine. Well, I don't feel like getting up in the morning. I don't feel like, it doesn't matter how you feel. Just do it. And when you can put your feelings aside, you'll be able to bust through that mental line of resistance to a point where that now will become your mental line of support. That'll now become your comfort zone, right? If you keep getting up at 4 o'clock, 4 o'clock, 4 o'clock, 4 o'clock, after a month, it's going to be, yeah, I'm fine. I'm comfortable with it. So you're not going to have to challenge yourself anymore. So you have to realize it doesn't matter how you feel. Just do it. If you have a big project, I don't feel like cleaning up the garage. Well, you need to do it. Forget about how you feel. Just get out to the garage and clean it up. When we can put our feelings aside, and take the action, one that tells our ego-based mind, if you will, that, you know, it doesn't matter how we feel. We know we have to get this accomplished. And so we're going to persevere until that gets done. What causes this fear? What causes this anxiety is really we have underestimated our potential so much. If you really, truly knew and believed what you are capable of, your comfort zone would grow significantly, exponentially. But because we doubt our own abilities, we make our comfort zone so small. We make this complacent zone so small, and we make up these little tiny fears that seem so massive in our mind. They're just tiny. I mean, the fear is, it usually isn't going to involve physical harm. It's just, we're so afraid of doing something. And we create this story of playing small because we really don't understand our full potential. When you can understand, even if we don't understand our full potential, just, what about 20% more than you're doing now? What would your life look like if you could do 20% more of what you're doing now? That's not even your full potential. But think about it. 20% more work, 20% more workout, 20% more income, 20% more love, 20% more happiness, 20% more abundance. How would your life change just by increasing only 20%? It's because we underestimate our potential. We really don't truly know our potential because our potential lies on the other side of mental resistance. Our potential lies on the other side of the complacent zone. And we don't know what that is. So, you know, this is part of the fear is the unknown. But guaranteed, if you start to step over that line, you will start to accomplish some magnificent things in your life, and you'll start to realize you are capable of so much more. And when you step over those lines, you are going to crush those fears. You're going to put those fears out. All you need to do is a couple of times, and then you're going to realize that the other fears that are holding you back are insignificant, that you can dispel them by taking action, by, you know, feeling the fear and doing it anyway. By whatever motto you want to say is, stepping across that line of mental resistance is going to take control. It's going to take challenge. It's going to take confidence. It's going to take commitment. But it's also what you're going to get out of it. You're going to crush your fears. You're going to expand your comfort zone, if you will. But more, you're going to be stepping into your potential. When you can step into your potential, you can do so much more with your life. I mean, if you'd like some help with learning how to step out of your comfort zone, my online training program, warriormindtraining.com, is a great resource. It took my book to develop the mental strength of a warrior, and I converted it into an online training program. So go ahead over to warriormindtraining.com. You can enroll in life for that over there, and that will help you with this control, the challenges, the confidence, the commitment. It will help you understand what's holding you back. It will help you, give you exercises to step beyond what you think you're capable of and help you realize that you are capable of so, so much more. Thanks for listening to the Warrior Mind Podcast. If you liked what you've heard, please tell your friends and subscribe by your favorite RSS feed or iTunes. Also, make sure you check out www.warriormindtraining.com. Until next time, live with courage. And remember, every facet, every compartment of your mind is to be programmed by you. And unless you take your rightful responsibility to program your own mind, the world will program it for you.